Welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, you're going to have a great day today.
Yeah, we are.
I feel it.
Loving life right now to the fullest.
It's getting hot here in North Carolina.
It is so hot. I enjoy it. I love the heat. I won't complain about heat. I will complain about cold all day.
All right, I've got to say this has nothing to do with our podcast. Right. We just ate our most favorite lunch ever.
Yes.
Have you ever had a pupusa?
A pupusa, a chicken and cheese one? Dipped in the tomato sauce that they give you.
If you haven't, you need to try it because they are delicious.
This is amazing.
And it makes me happy.
What's the dessert that you can get if you're just that over the top?
Tres leche?
Yes. Nothing better.
I know. Like, but I need to move past this right now because...
You can't go on.
I just had a lunch date with you and four pupusas. I had two. Whoa, had two.
I was going to say, wow. Whoever was listening to it, they were like, you had four pupusas? That would be insane. The amount of pupusa in your belly right now. You wouldn't even be able to function.
We're probably making you hungry right now. I hope so.
Get
a pupusa. All right. You know, when we were thinking about this week's podcast and really what we want to talk about, it hit me just... how much we need this and how we need to discuss how valuable it is to pray for your spouse. I feel like that we can get so busy in marriage, just being married, that you're thinking about your spouse, but good thoughts and good intentions, that's not prayer.
Yeah.
You're not actually taking your spouse to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus and praying for them. And the Lord convicted my heart of this a few years ago. And hey, you need to up your game in praying for Joshua because you've got things to pray out for him. We're in a covenant together. So that means that I am able to lift you up because when I lift you up, I'm also getting lifted up. Like, this is us together.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you guys, if you're kind of thinking, oh, hey, I want to pray for more for my spouse. All right, let's get intentional with it. I want you to take this podcast and I want you to really... just talk to the Lord about what this prayer time has looked like. Evaluate, have I been praying? Okay. How do I want to grow? When's a good time? Like, really just start to walk through, because that's what I had to do. And the moment you start talking to God about that and walking through your life and become intentional with your time in prayer, then it's going to grow.
Yeah, it obviously prayer with your or for your spouse is a selfless act, even though, as you mentioned, it also you reap the benefit of it, because you know you thriving also will cause me to thrive. And if I'm not thriving in a moment or a season, and as long as you don't get down there with me or vice versa, it always helps because we have each other to build up, lift up, and take you to the next level. So a selfless act of praying for one another really is a benefit for yourself. So you shouldn't avoid it. You shouldn't get distracted from doing it. And I would tell you that maybe you're not as forefront thinking with it. Maybe there's, you know, it's kind of like a throw up a Hail Mary when bad things are happening and you don't do it often.
Right.
I would start maybe hardcore saturate yourself with it of like, I'm going to pray every minute this week that I have, you know, maybe when you wake up maybe every meal, before the meal, after
the
meal.
Wait, you said minute. Are you praying for me every minute of every hour?
Minute, every hour. Well, I started thinking that that's obviously an unreasonable approach. But my thinking was, if we were to...
Right.
If you try to create some time, so if you eat every morning, you eat at lunchtime, you eat at dinner time, maybe those are your times. So maybe before you go to eat, 30 minutes prior to that, you set yourself a time aside to pray. What are you going to be praying for? Well, you're praying for your spouse. So do it for like 3 days straight. Or maybe if you're like, no, I'm already a prayer warrior, I'm going to go for a full week. We're going to go for a full week. But be intentional to start, create some routine in your life and say, you know, I'm going to pray for my spouse. And when you do it, you create that, like, oh my gosh.
That awareness.
Yeah. Necessity.
The moment you awaken and arise to knowing that prayer is God's idea and that we are called to pray out the plans and purposes of His kingdom here on this earth, then as you pray for your spouse, you're praying out God's kingdom, God's best in their life, that He can move in and do something miraculous.
Yeah.
your shower time, driving to work. I mean, we're just going to throw out ideas here. I've got friends that in order to be intentional with their time of prayer, they set prayer alarms on their phone.
Yeah, that's good.
So do a spouse prayer alarm where you go, boop, you know that time when that alarm goes off, I am praying for my honey and I'm going to take them to Jesus.
I'm praying for my honey. Wow.
So I think that as you start to get excited about this, then the joy is there to begin to see God move. And I like what you said, we're not throwing up Hail Marys. Maybe you've been in that place, and we've all been there, where something's happening, it's challenging, and then you cry out to God. That's life. We know that that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But what would it to look like if this was just a part of our daily walk with Christ?
Yeah.
Is lifting one another up, and how strong would we grow? Because you know, when you pray for someone and you pray scriptural prayers and you pray from a heart that is believing God, your love grows for that person because you start to see them through the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah.
I pray for everything in our marriage. Pray for our intimate life. I pray for your strength. I pray for boldness. Y'all know we're pastors of Trailhead Church. I pray for you for every Sunday or whenever you minister. I mean, I've got so many things. And you know what's cool about it? The moment that I started talking to God about my time in prayer for you, my list grew, mm-hmm. right? Like the Holy Spirit reveals things because the Holy Spirit is helping us to live like Jesus here on this earth in power and be a witness for Jesus. So then he's going to show us how to pray and give us cool Holy Ghost strategies in order to see God's best for each other.
Yeah. I love, you know, she points out that she prays for me with strength and wisdom and then obviously for our intimate life. There's so many different other things, like you mentioned, there's other lists. And you may start off by saying, I don't know. I pray for them to be nicer. You may say something.
Which is great. Hey, pray yeah. that. Listen, you got to get honest with God. All right. He wants you to take these things to him.
Right. But then then there's another side of praying right. of I want to pray for increase in their life.
Yeah.
So maybe there's the tangible, emotional side of things. So you start categorizing how you're praying for your spouse. So whether it's tangible, emotional things of like them being nice, them having peace.
Right. Open their eyes to see.
Yeah.
Ears to hear that there's a character building and awareness of yeah. their personal growth with yeah. Christ. Yeah.
So then just kind of tagging with that, with the tangible of things. Sometimes I pray, or it's not sometimes I do, I pray for the material things of life for Anna
yeah.
to have
yeah.
so that whatever it is, you know, whatever she's lacking or needing of financially speaking, I will pray for those things to be a blessing to her. She has the golden touch when it comes to winning things on Instagram.
Bow, bow, bow.
Which her brother does too.
I know. So God's favor. We started praying. He told me this.
Oh.
He said, "Anna, I began to pray for God's favor over my life and my family." And I was like, "All right, I'll take that." So I too, and I've got scripture that I stand on. Listen, I stand on the word of God, and I believe that God uses the wealth of the wicked of this world, and it's laid up for the righteous.
It is.
That God's favor surrounds me as a shield, and that I'm his daughter, and I've got uncommon favor, and I have asked the Lord, "Lord, you just have an open heaven." We were believing God, you needed a new pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
And it was not in the budget because we have four children and we had just bought all of them running shoes. And the Lord helped me to win. I'm going to give him all the glory.
They're probably my best running shoes I've ever had.
A pair of running shoes on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I love them.
You know what? I think what's cool is when you start talking to God and praying about things together, or for one another, God wants to bless you. He has a plan, and it's a good plan for your life. But you've got to invite him in and ask for his help.
Yeah.
That we need him.
Right. So, but back into the category,
okay, yeah.
categorizing the prayers. So don't get so basically short-sighted or kind of like, I don't know, and you just get frustrated and you don't do anything. I would categorize and start writing some things down. And I think writing those things down
yep.
helps you stay consistent and actually on point to pray what you need to be praying for versus just kind of like, "Oh, Lord, bless them. Lord, protect them." And it's kind of like, no. I don't think, and there's always a self-evaluation that I've done with my own prayers of like, I've prayed, I self-evaluate. Was that big enough? Hmm. Was it where it needed to be? Is God pleased with my ask, my presenting of my requests? Are those things presentable to the Lord? And I think that sometimes we don't ask big enough, and we need to ask for those things. So categorizing for your own spouse would really help keep you on task to say, all right, what are we praying for? And going from the tangible emotional side of things of like being nicer and being more at peace and those things, that's great. Then the financial side or slash the need, the needs of you, that's important for me because I want to see you happy. Not that things bring happiness to you, but it's like, you know, I know you love to run, and therefore I want you to have nice running shoes as well so that you feel good when you're running and you don't get shin splints.
True. Shin splits are, they're like the worst.
They are. So then from moving that goes into the spiritual side where it is, I want to see the reach of Anna's spiritual reach increase, her influence on the body of Christ, the leadership role she plays, that she is adequate. That, and it's not adequate, but in the sense of God makes those gaps or fills those gaps. But I want Anna to know that she's a daughter of the Lord Most High and that she has the authority. So I pray that is not an attack from the enemy or a stronghold the enemy tries to take from her, that she's inadequate to be able to do this or whatever. So those are the spiritual things that we pray, and you begin to start praying that over your spouse, and you're going to start seeing transformation. And obviously, you can add in and sprinkle children, you know, your house, you know, those types of things. But I think if you start with those three categories, you're going to be really pleased with your prayer time.
Say the categories again.
Okay, so I want to go with the tangible emotional things. When I say tangible, I know that doesn't make much sense, but...
No, it does.
It's when you see a healthy emotional person, you'll see it in the tangible form. Smiling, they're more pleasant,
yeah,
they're lovely.
Yeah, you pray for their joy, yeah. If it's a hard season.
Then
or
it's the
God
blessing.
God encourage them, help them, or like even with that emotional side of it, help them to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, there's pieces to that.
Yeah.
That you're just lifting your spouse up in prayer.
Yeah. And then the second thing is the needs of the individual. So whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, the tools, the instruments to fulfill right. The will of God, whether it be the tools, the instruments just to live life. I mean, those are the things that God wants us to present, make known. And then I end on the spiritual side of things of like spiritually strengthening her. And I pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I mean, I pray that all the time. It's my biggest prayer. But I want us to have a complete hedge of protection in every area of our life. So that's my approach, those three particulars.
I'm like overly blessed, all the things that you just say you pray for me. It's a big deal, you guys.
It
means a lot to know that you pray for me.
Yeah.
And when you talk to God, just be who you are in Christ Jesus. Talk to him honest. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your thoughts. You're not hiding anything.
Right, yeah.
So you might as well open your heart up and get your thoughts focused on him. A great way to do this is by going to his word. Two sets of scripture that will follow and back all of this up. And you all are very familiar with this. I'm going to stay in the book of Philippians. There's so many. I pray the Ephesians prayers over Joshua, found in Ephesians 1, found in Ephesians 3. I plug my name in and I plug his name in. I've got specific scriptures that I pray. I pray Colossians 1, starting in verse 9, over Joshua and myself. I love praying the word of God. It's extremely valuable. God's word is full of power. It's a sword of the spirit. Beer, beer, beer. I don't know. All right, that's bad. Okay. So Philippians chapter 4, in verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. I absolutely love that scripture.
Yeah.
Because I just see a softened heart following after the Lord. But then it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This is what we're doing. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's too little or too big for God in your marriage. Whatever it looks like. I was believing God to get some house changes, and I was like, Lord, I've been believing God for a little while. And I know we'd had a lot of things going on at the church, a lot of things with the kids. And I had asked the Lord to impress upon your heart that you really wanted to do it, that you had a desire. Because there were some things that we were in agreement on and some things we kind of weren't. And so it seemed harder than what it should have been. And you know what's super cool is I began to take that to the Lord. And you came to me on a Saturday morning. And you're like, hey, I've started to make a list of all the things we need to do for the house. And his list was greater than my list. It like God, and then God did it. Then God brought all the money and he's doing it. Mm-hmm. So when you start to do this, it's just supernatural. It's the power of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so thankful.
I was in a business meeting with Christian business men and women, and there was a particular individual. He was a CEO of a large, large company. It starts with a D and ends with an E in California.
And I don't even know. Should I know that this is?
Yeah, he worked for a bunch of different companies, but one in particular he worked for was Disney.
Oh.
So anyway, but he was he wasn't the
Disney
CEO of Disney.
Disney ends with a Y, right?
Yeah, but it sounds like E.
Oh, I'm having a moment. I apologize.
Anyway, point being, he had this moment of coming to God where he knew that there wasn't something, that there was something going on that was dysfunctional in his house. So he finally went to his wife and he said, what is it that you want? And she said, I want to move back home. Home was in the Midwest. Mm. And he would then need to sacrifice those things of his and move. And that was like one of those very hard moments. But in order for them to come to an agreement on things, it was always about him. His life, his things, his career. So then when he realized this is not what needs to happen for my marriage to, you know, really be healed and whole. So he did that. And when he got to the Midwest, the story is that God began to supernaturally grow their marriage, supernaturally began mm-hmm. to do things, doors began to open. And he had a new job in that moment that he was out there minding his own business, didn't even need to work, but a company had found out about him being out there. And he ended up working for this company out there, didn't take away from his marriage. But in that moment with his company, it was super cool. He was getting like double the amount of money he had ever gotten before.
And his marriage was healthier than ever before.
Right.
Right.
He was in the land of promise in a way of, instead of trying to live life on your own in a solo act, even though you've declared that you're married, it's doing things together that you're really going to be thriving. So it might be a hard moment that you need to have that sit down and say, hey, what do you want?
How can I pray for you? What can we pray for together?
Talking like that and coming together. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm glad you shared that because you start to think of when you begin to pray and it's from a place of even a place of consecration. Maybe you're at the end of yourself in certain prayer areas in your marriage and you pray the prayer of consecration, which is a prayer of God, not my will, but yours be done. That's like an end of yourself prayer. Then God opens your heart to a far greater plan that brings you together in such a beautiful way that he's glorified.
Yeah.
You see, prayer also changes your heart because I want to be a reflection of who Jesus is. As he is, so are we in this world. And you know, whenever we read that, it's his love that is just a shed abroad in my heart by the power of the Holy Ghost that's pouring onto you. Mm-hmm. We're going to grow. And that's going to be birthed out through prayer. If it's true that a church is only as strong as their prayer life, I believe that's true for a marriage.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Right? Like this goes hand in hand. You know, we've got the marriage covenant of what God's placed together. And just think about bathing your marriage in prayer and how beautiful that is. When you pray in Philippians 4, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That is such a cool picture that everything you were thinking about that was crazy before, and then you go to God and you take it to him, or you trying to fix it and work it all out, or something with your finances, or something you've got, you and your spouse are fighting all the time, or I don't know, whatever it is you're going through, you pray, then God has a supernatural peace that places a guard over your heart and your mind in Christ, that it's like places a garrison. Nothing can get through.
Yeah.
You know, it's his peace. And then you fix your thoughts on him, knowing that he's going to see you through.
Yeah.
So that says that's so that's leading me to this. There are times that like there are times that you and I both have been unable to tell each other something because we've been defensive or it's just been a sticky situation, like not the right moment. But I know that you are a son of God and you hear from God, that mm-hmm. you listen to his voice. So there have been things that I've prayed for you that I didn't tell you about that I knew God could do rather than me trying to make it happen.
Sure. Yeah.
That is also super cool about prayer and being unified is maybe we're not in agreement on something or maybe something's been hard. Can I tell them the shirt story? Okay. Really quick.
Okay.
All right. Joshua thought I was shrinking all of his shirts.
Wow. We're going there.
I'm going there. But you had gained a little weight. You gained.
And you were shrinking my shirts.
So he goes, why are you shrinking all my shirts? I knew that I had not shrunk his shirts. Okay. No. So then, but I also knew that if I were to say, hey, baby doll, I think you gained some weight, then you would have really, it would have hurt your feelings then. So I began to pray.
You did actually. You did say that. But you didn't, it wasn't mean. It was needed.
Okay. I began to pray, Lord, help him, because you had hurt your back and you weren't feeling good. Yeah. And then it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I said, God, I need you to send him someone that can help him with all of this because he needs, it's not me, clearly. And the Lord sent you like a professional that not only gave you a meal plan and helped you out, but like showed you how to lift weights properly. And I mean, like God did it exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. When you go to God in these things and allow him to work, his plan is far greater.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So true.
We prayed. Carly wanted a cat. I prayed with Carly to get a cat and the Lord opened your heart and we got a cross-eyed Mary. We have a cross-eyed cat. Listen, you know what? I just don't limit God on any of this.
Whatever.
Hey, I want to give you one more prayer that you can pray over your family. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, this is thankfulness and prayer. This is a beautiful set of scripture to plug your spouse in, plug your entire family, and to begin to pray out. I'm going to encourage you to do this on your own and make it personal between you and God. Because whenever I started praying this, it got me excited and full of joy that we're working together and that God's doing great and mighty things in mm-hmm. our life. So I'm going to give this to you as your prayer homework.
All right. Make it happen. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. If this blessed you, bless someone else with it. Share it, like it, all that good stuff.
Head to our website.
TheJourneyTogether.com.
We love you guys. Hey, it's a great day to pray.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.